Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The Flagship is brought to you each and every day by our good friends at LB's Meat Market. Located at 2008 University Avenue, Suite E in Oxford, Mississippi, they have the best meat in town. You need to grill out, you need to do something inside, you need to throw something in the oven, you need to put something in the crock pot. LB's Meat Market has got you covered. $10 lane train specials are still the thing every single day, and you get $2 off anything in the freezer. And now, for the first time, you can text LB's if you want to place an order for pickup. That's 662-259-2999. Give Greg and the folks a call if you have any questions, or shoot them a text if you want to go ahead and place that order for pickup. Football, baseball, basketball, LB's has got you covered. Look, we all know that Arby's, they say a lot of things, but deep down, we all know LB's has got the meats.
What are the most frequently asked questions about real estate, and how do you sort it all out? Just like every other situation, you consult with a professional in the field. Stacy and Rick Berry with the Berry Home Team and Keller Williams Realty can help you make sense of it all. From interest rates, when to buy, should you wait, what type of loan is best for you, what do all of these new real estate rules even mean, and how will it affect you? As top producers in the Memphis and metro area, Stacy and Rick will be by your side through the process, whether you were buying, selling, or investing. Give them a call today and ask all the questions. 901-481-6420. That's the Berry Home Team. Keller Williams Realty.
What time is it?
You're locked into the Flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two,
get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome into the Flagship Thursday edition. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Ole Miss, Oklahoma this weekend, 11 a.m., Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. The weather will be fantastic. Ole Miss will be unveiling the new Galaxy Realtree helmet. And look, if you want to match the helmet, head on over to our friends at College Corner. We are in the College Corner studio, proud sponsor of the Flagship. They've got three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood, or you can check them out online, collegecornerstore.com. They have the Galaxy Realtree gear in stock. Go get it before it sells out and be ready for Saturday's game. Podcast is also brought to you by our good buddy, Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. It's Medicare enrollment season, and if you're looking for a Medicare supplement plan, look no further than Drew Moak. He can also help you with just a regular health insurance plan. Give him a call, 601-953-8449. You can also visit his website, quoteswithdrew.com, to get that free quote. And then, look, it's important to make sure that you are in the right plan and the one that is best for you. And Drew works around the clock to ensure that happens. One more quick bill to pay. Home Field Apparel The coaches' pullovers, the final collection dropped today, the Southern collection. There is an Ole Miss pullover. It is very sharp. It's got the vintage Block M on the side, on the sleeve. Looks really good. You can find the link on my Twitter. You can go to homefieldapparel.com, search for Ole Miss. When you get your pullover, or if you want to get a coach's jacket, or if you want to splurge and get that VIP box, make sure to use promo code LASTDANCE24 and you get 15% off. All right, without further ado, let's jump into some recruiting talk. We got our good buddy Cody Belair of On3. 2026, new update on 300. Lots and lots of Magnolia State flavor in there. We got Cody today to discuss some of the interesting prospects that made the list. And I say interesting mostly because I think a lot of people haven't heard of them. I don't want to, you know, all due respect, you know, I'm not saying they don't belong. I think they absolutely belong. but I got to bring Cody on because he's been diving into the film. And we're going to talk about it. So, Cody, good morning. Appreciate you joining, man.
Zach, how are we doing this morning, man? You know, it's always fun after an update comes out, because especially one like this in 2026 that you mentioned, because a lot of people don't know about these guys yet necessarily, you know, not a lot of household names yet. But it's fun because we're at this stage now. Who know, dude, a year from now, these kids might are going to be signing the dotted line in a month or so. So. Yep. It's very exciting, man, because, you know, we're turning the page a little bit. We're getting more comfortable with these names, and it's exciting times in the rankings world.
Real quick, before we dive in, house divided week for you, LSU, A&M. How are you feeling about that one?
Yeah, not sure necessarily where you're coming at there. My wife, my fiance and I, excuse me, we're both LSU Tigers.
I just met you.
Oh, I mean, you've worked it. I have worked at both. One does happen to be an alma mater, but I did work at the other. But I have some good buddies over at the Texas A&M side of things. So it'll be interesting. I tell you what, though, the thing that everyone kind of points at with Texas A&M that I can definitely verify, I think Garrett Nussmeier had some statements earlier this week talking about, or it was pulled from a while ago or something like that. Like, Kyle Field's loud, but Death Valley's louder. As a person that's been in both in some hostile environments, I will give Death Valley at its peak is without a doubt the loudest, most hostile environment. But Kyle Field's consistency in terms of loudness, they could play Houston Christian or they could play the number one team in the country. They're still going to have like 98,000 minimum show up to that place and go full throttle. It's impressive how consistent those guys are.
That's you nailed it. That's exactly what I was going to say, because I've been to both. Kyle Field is pretty, it's start to finish consistent noise.
Yeah.
Death Valley. Now it's loud in the beginning. Don't get me wrong, but Death Valley is kind of like you're like cooking a brisket. You like put it on low. And then as you get to that third, fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And that's when you're taking the paper off. And that's when it really gets going.
Right. And like, you know, if you're playing a non-con that like people aren't really excited about, that frat section's gone by like the second quarter.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got its moments for sure. But, you know, both places are pretty damn fun to go to a game.
Yeah, that's a big one. I'm excited for that one. And then since this is an Ole Miss podcast, I should ask you Oklahoma, Ole Miss this weekend. Big line.
No doubt.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, Oklahoma is kind of floundering right now. They're trying to catch their footing. Ole Miss doing the same thing, but in a better spot. How do you feel about that one?
This is a get right game, Zach. Like, this is the one where Ole Miss, you're telling yourself, like, all right, we know Oklahoma's not going to come in and lay down. They're struggling as well. When teams that are struggling, you either see a team that's going to fight or you see a team that's going to lay down. And so I think for Ole Miss, this is a matter of getting back to the team that we thought they were going to look more like at the beginning of the year and say like, no, we're not in the same conversation as these guys, right? Like, I think that's what this game is going to try and dictate. And I think Lane knows that. And so I can't imagine Lane's going to let off on the gas at any point during this game. So curious to see how it plays out because, you know, Oklahoma's got some changes they've made on the offense and kind of curious to see what they do with Jackson Arnold back in the helm. And, you know, it'll be interesting to say the least, but I think ultimately Ole Miss has to pull away at some point in that game.
Yeah, as the late great Jerry West would ask, are you a dog or are you a wolf? That's kind of where we're at with.
Yeah,
with
no doubt. Yep, no, for sure.
We got full breakdown of that one, A&M LSU, all the slate of week 9 on Hit That Line. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts or YouTube. That'll be up on the Talk of Champions Network. All right, let's get into 2026. I mentioned a couple names that were new to me and probably new to a lot of people, but let's jump in. First on the docket, let's talk about Nolan Wilson. I'm intrigued by this one. I think the program that he is at, Picayune Memorial, a very steady, consistent football program, good coaching staff down there, typically put out good athletes. But the early offer sheet is pretty loud. You've got Alabama, you got LSU, you got Oklahoma, you got Tennessee, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Florida. Pretty good size. He's in my opinion, like just above that echelon of like a tweener for an edge guy. He's got some good size on paper, but turning on the film and taking a look at Mr. Wilson, what have you seen?
Yeah, you know, you touched on it a little bit. He's listed at 6'4", 235 plus pounds. He's extremely disruptive off the edge. You know, this is someone I would love to get eyes on in person because I think seeing his frame with, you know, your own eyeballs, it'll give you a better look or give you a better idea for what his build will ultimately end up looking like at the next level. But as of right now, I think we see him primarily as a stand-up edge rusher in a 3-4 defense, or he can bulk up and be a little weak side end on a 4-3 front. But there's a world where he's a bit more dense than we see on tape right now. And maybe he can develop into a strong side end or a 4-eye, but we feel a lot more confident in the weak side in projection at this point. But this is a prospect that gets upfield in a hurry, Zach. Like, he's got great burst off the line of scrimmage, makes a ton of plays in the backfield. And this is someone I think we're excited to see how he moves and plays at the point as he tacks on some more mass and develops physically. But this is a high upside prospect. This is also a high floor prospect because he's got the athletic traits you want. He's got the raw power. He's played really well so far this year, and we're excited to see how he finishes out this junior season.
Yeah, and got to get the offer sheet updated. Just taking a look at his Twitter. He's also added Florida, Auburn, Southern Cal, Texas A&M, Michigan, yeah. Miami. He's getting the who's who. Nebraska, a staff that evaluates extremely well. So, yeah, guy to keep an eye on down there for the Maroon Tide. Yeah, he just the pictures I've seen of him looks like a frame that can definitely be built out.
Definitely
one to keep an eye on. And I mean, obviously, you and Charles have him in the top 60. So,
Like, high bar. To be honest with you, Zach, the kid that reminds me of off the cuff. Just body typing. I remember watching this kid at this stage. Now, the play style is completely different. This kid was being asked to do different stuff. But body type wise and like getting off the bus, I remember this kid when we were watching his junior stuff and being like, we'll see what he looks like. Nick Scowerton. Like, that's who he kind of reminds me of in terms of build and body type. Where you were like, well, with Nick Scowerton, who's playing off-ball linebacker, playing a lot of like Mike. And would do some occasional pass rush. What Wilson's doing is much more of what he's going to be asked to do at the next level, in our opinion. But the body type is one of those where it's kind of muscled up, but it's still got room to, in my opinion, looking at the film and some pictures I've seen and whatnot, it looks like one of those where I'm like, I could blink in a year and that kid's like 265, 270. And I'm like, oh, I mean, at that point, you can sort of put him anywhere on that defensive front. He could kick down and kick to a 4-eye. He could play D tackle as a 3 technique. Like, his body's going to determine, I think, where he ends up playing at the next level. But the skill set and the player and the disruptiveness and the explosiveness and his ability to knife in and out of tackles, like, that's what you want out of that defensive end position. He does a really good job.
I was going to say, you mentioned beefing up a little bit. Kind of, to me, looks like a little bit like a slim DeMarvin Leal.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all. I think that's a great con. I mean, DeMarvin, I was around too. Like, DeMarvin was a kid that put on weight no problem when he got to the next level, and he didn't even necessarily need to. DeMarvin, I think, came in at like 280, 285, and then ballooned to like 310. And they were like, well, hold on. Like, let's put it back down. Like, let's go back to 300, 295. And he plays at 295 exactly how he plays at like 275. Still as powerful, still as athletic, but just a little tougher to move off the ball. But that's a good one. I like that one.
All right. Let's go back over to offense here. Demarius Yates from Kemper County. A little bit on the shorter side, 5'9.5", but pretty solid at 180. Part of a two running back class for Mississippi State in the 26 class with Jaden Hill, who's just putting up video game numbers for Tupelo. But Yates, you know, over in DeKalb, not a lot of people know about him, but he's in the top 70. What do you like about Yates?
Yeah, Demarius Yates is a fun one, man. He is dynamic as hell. Like, he's about 5'9", 180 pounds, like you mentioned, but he's got some serious juice on the field and on the track as well. I mean, this is a guy that has a 10.9 under his belt in the 100 meter this past track season. But, yeah. Zach, this cat's also run sub 21 in the 200, which is fast as shit. Like, ran a 20.43 200 meter, which might be the fastest 200 time for any 2026 back in America. Like, and he plays that fast on tape as well. At least that's what it looks like on tape. I mean, plenty of home run speed, killer in the return game. But the thing that makes him great is that he can slow the game down and still run with patience and vision. And then when he does see daylight, he can show off the big top end speed and make explosive plays and all that good stuff. But I think the biggest thing for him will be walking that tightrope of adding mass, but not losing the acceleration and explosiveness, right? Because ultimately he's going to need to add weight in order to be an every down back at the next level, but he doesn't want to lose the thing that makes him special either. So we'll see how he toes that line as he goes through the rest of his high school career. But Zach, this is a damn good football player and one that I would want to give the ball to a lot at the next level.
Yeah. Played a good bit on varsity as an eighth grader. And then sophomore, junior year, he's already over 1,000 this year through eight games, 13 touchdowns. He's averaging over 11 yards per carry. So super.
That'll productive. Work, coach. That'll work.
Yeah. you can get me a first down every time you tote it. That'll play. Fun one. Committed early to Mississippi State. I'll be intrigued to see what this recruitment looks like this time next year, because we know what's going on in Starkville. Year one of Jeff Levy, struggling a good bit, but you know, Florida State, Tennessee, Nebraska, Penn State, Alabama, Ohio State, Auburn. I mean, he's got a loaded list already. So we'll do a pulse check on him in a couple months and see where that commitment stands. All right, this one's pretty well known at this point, I think, just from camp circuit and then just, I mean, getting off the bus type dude, Jerelyn McCoy from Tupelo. I mean, just a vending machine, man, just huge. 6'6.5", close to 6'7", probably around 240, 245. Top 100 guy, another dude that's got a lot of offers. He's gone back and forth. At one point, Ole Miss was his leader. I think he kind of took a step back and said, hey, I got plenty of time. I'm not going to pigeonhole myself. He's listening to everybody. He's taking trips out to Southern Cal. He's done some stuff with California Power. So he's been out there with Lincoln Riley, but Randall Joyner, Pete Golding, I mean, he's right down the road. They're going to try to keep him inside the state of Mississippi. But what do you like from Mr. McCoy?
Yeah, this one is one of the trickier ones for us, Zach, in my opinion, because off, like you mentioned, off the bus, I mean, this kid's like eye-poppingly freaky looking. Like, I mean, he's all of 6'6", 245 plus pounds, and he's long as hell. So from a physique and build perspective, I mean, this dude looks like a creative player, to be honest with you. And during some offseason camps, he's put down some solid athletic testing in times, you know, nothing crazy or like super impressive, but it's solid for someone with his height and frame. But when you turn his tape on, it leaves you wanting more. You know, you see slight flashes when he's chasing from the backside or when he's got to change direction or work laterally. But when the ball's coming at him or when a blocker is working down to him, you don't see the violence or like the necessary hand usage or shock in order to take on blocks. And you don't see that will or want to shed those either. And it just, it leaves you sort of perplexed because you know he has the physical tools, right? Like, I mean, you see it, but he needs to be more functional at the point of attack. He just doesn't show it. And you know it's there because you see it in the workouts. But at the end of the day, it has to start showing up more on tape. And at this point in his junior season, we don't really see that enough yet. So I think this is a kid that we're probably more intrigued to see what he looks like at the end of this junior season, maybe more than any other player on the defensive side of the ball, because the frame and the size and the skill set and the athleticism, it's all there in spurts, but you just want to see some more consistency coming out of him.
Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I've focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game.
Let's talk about something that was founded by guys who know a little something about hard work. 5-9 Whiskey. The crew over at Troll Company decided to whip up a bourbon that's all about grit and sweat. So, Ole Miss fan, meet 5-9. Two oil-filled guys figured why not turn our daily grind into something you can sip on. I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made with 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about that name? 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they're wanting you to forget about that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and toll. They work hard, and now they're pouring the same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Seriously, help these guys out. They're literally drinking their profits. So cheers. Head to 59whiskey.com. That's 59whiskey.com. F-I-V-E-N-I-N-E-whiskey.com. And use the promo code CHAMPIONS20. That's CHAMPIONS20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up. It's 59 Whiskey, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Plays on a really good defense for Tupelo. Number one team in Mississippi per On3's high school rankings. Data provided by Massey Ratings. But yeah, Tupelo has just been blowing the doors off of everybody. They played the defending 6A Tennessee champs, Houston, out of Germantown, Tennessee, and just absolutely embarrassed them. I mean, just pulled their pants down, whipped them. I'm picking up what you're putting down. You know, he almost kind of has a little bit like that baby deer type vibe to him, where he's kind of learning how to be as big as he is.
Right.
Yeah. And that'll, you know, that kind of stuff, you either have it or you don't. So it'll come with time. You know, that mean streak that you need.
And it's not a one-to-one comparison, but you look at it similarly to a guy maybe like Deuce Knight in his recruitment, where you're like, wow, the physical frame looks incredible. The athleticism is there. He has moments on tape where you're like, holy cow, like this guy looks like one of the top prospects in America. Mm-hmm. But it's a consistency issue. That's the thing. You want to see it down in, down out. You want to see more positives than negatives over time. And so Deuce is someone that's sort of taken at least a few steps in the right direction, especially like this past summer. I mean, when we saw him live, you're like, oh, cat, like that looks more like the guy that we've been waiting for him to see. Right. And with Jarelyn, maybe he can do that this past summer, you know, or maybe he can clean it up more towards the end of this junior season. But it's just about making more positive plays than negatives on tape and showing some consistency in your game. So we'll see how it shows up, man. But I completely agree. There's moments where you're just like, oh, he doesn't know how to move yet. And like, that's okay. He's just a pup. Like, he'll get there over time, but you got to see it at some point. So curious to see how that ends up.
And everybody recruits different, but you have to think the guys like Randall Joyner and Freddie Roach, Jimmy Lindsay, Eric Henderson, they're telling him this. Like, hey, man.
Absolutely.
Love what you got, but we want to see more. Like, you know, we feel like you're perfect for us, but like, let's amp it up. You know, I'm sure people are telling him that.
Absolutely. This is the textbook example of a kid that is a high priority camp kid. I mean, absolutely highest priority. You want to get this kid maybe down to like two workouts this summer, because you want to say like, hey, I have to watch this kid work out and move in person. How does he take coaching? Can he develop? Do I think this is a kid that down the line's going to figure it out? Sometimes it takes two camps for that to happen. Like, I remember with LSU and a kid named Kylan Billiott, wide receiver from in-state, they had him come to as many workouts as possible because they said, look, dude, if you want to earn this offer, you're going to have to come down here and earn it every single opportunity you can. And I think with Jarelyn, it's not a matter of earning an offer necessarily of these places, but it's earning his spot in the class. I think for Jarelyn, it's going to be about showing up. And can he turn it on? Because him turning it on in a camp and in an in-person setting can decide whether or not he's a take for some classes across the country. So I think the spring and summer is going to be huge for a guy like Jarelyn McCoy.
All right, moving on. Let's get to Jace Matthews, wide receiver out of Greene County, 6'2", 180. I recently talked to Jace and had a couple, you know, he said he was intrigued by Ole Miss's wide receiver core. He likes seeing Trey Harris and all those guys do their thing. Hearing from a good bit of programs early on, says he doesn't have a favorite, but what'd you see from the wideout from Leakesville?
Yeah, this is a kid that earned a 90 from us this update, and it was well-deserved. You know, Jace Matthews has been playing like one of the top receiver prospects in the country, and we really like what he's done up to this point in his junior year. You know, this is a guy that you mentioned, 6'1", 6'2", 180 plus, 185 pounds. He's running the mid-23s in the 200 meter, over 20 feet in the long jump, which is great by all means. And this is a guy that has some great hands and a strong catch radius. Like, he does an amazing job of working back to the football and plucking it away from his frame. And even if the ball's behind him or he has to go up and attack it, he can contort his body and adjust on the fly in order to make a play on the ball. His only real knock at this point, Zach, I would say, is maybe the top end speed. He's not slow by any means, but he's not someone that's going to flat out like smoke corners, or hit go balls at a ridiculous rate or threaten defenses vertically all that much, but he's explosive. He can attack the football. He's a very strong runner after the catch with the ball in his hands. This is a guy that I think he's got one of the higher floors at the receiver position, to be honest with you. And I think this is one of the safer pass catchers at this point in the 2026 cycle as a whole. I think we really like what he's shown on tape and the way his projection's looking. This is one of the more reliable options, I think, in the 2026 receiver group.
Sounds like he checks a lot of the can't teach that boxes.
No question. And to me, it's funny. I mean, he just looks like an Ole Miss wideout. Like a lot of the kids that they've been taking, it's funny. You watch and you're like, where's this kid committed to? Oh, yeah, that checks out. Like that sounds about right. The way he plays the game, and they emphasize so much that yak ability in the strong hands and the ability to pluck the ball comfortably. The top end speed, you know, it's one of those deals. I feel like they look at it in terms of a bar. Do you pass the threshold, right? Do you meet the threshold? He meets the threshold of a top end speed trait in his game. Mm-hmm. And so after that, it's just a matter of like, hey, man, how confident you are at the catch point? How confident are you with the ball in his hands? And he just looks like an Ole Miss wideout, man.
Last one here, probably the one I'm most excited to hear from you about. Emmanuel Tucker, New Albany, not a program that just churns out dudes year in, year out, kind of a smaller school just down the road from Oxford, but 6'7", 285, I mean, pretty trim for a junior left tackle. You guys got him at a 90 as well, top 25 at his position. What is it about Tucker that you like?
Yeah. And this one's funny to me, Zach. I mean, I remember going to Oxford this past summer for summer camp, and I got to chop it up with Alex Brown, the DPP over there at Ole Miss, who does an awesome job, and the personnel staff, and one of my old students, Colton Leggett, who does a tremendous job over there as well. And this is someone that they brought up back then to just kind of take a peek at. And I remember watching his sophomore tape and being on the fence about, is this guy a nose tackle? Is this an offensive tackle? You know, because guys this big with this type of athleticism, just they don't grow on trees. And I left Oxford sort of undecided on what I thought his future looked like. And, you know, now that we have some junior film and we've seen him transition essentially full time to offensive tackle, I think we feel a lot more comfortable about where his home is at the next level. Like you mentioned, he's 6'5", 6'6", 280, 285 plus pounds, and he's got nearly 140-foot discus throw this past track season, and he can really, really move, man. Like, it's really fun to watch his tape. Now, there's some obvious rawness to his game, right? You know, that's being full-time to the position. He's new to it, and that's going to come with time, but you know, there's stuff like hand placement and timing and understanding leverage and pass pro, but the raw power combined with the athleticism with his pure mass, that's really hard to find. Extremely hard to find. So I imagine that this is going to be someone similar to Jerelyn McCoy, where a lot of coaches are going to want to see this cat this summer, and they're going to want to work him out in person. To see if they can get him to reach his full potential. But man, you gotta like the bones and the piece of clay that Emmanuel Tucker is at this point. And I think you're gonna see a lot more coaches as they start watching some of these junior prospects and getting more tape on these guys. I think this is gonna be one of the hotter commodities at the tackle position in the 26 cycle.
And I'm sure you and Charles love to see it. It plays both ways. You know, smaller school,
sure.
You see a lot of these dudes, especially when you're 6'7", 285. I mean, the coaches are going to put you out there. But that helps, right? I mean, best thing for a left tackle, you got to have, you know, below the belt, you got to have good feet. I'm certain playing defensive end helps him with that. So that's got to be a plus.
Yeah, and you see some of the athletic traits translate from the defensive side to the offensive side of the ball, the feet in particular, like you're talking about, Zach. The thing that I always noticed on the sophomore tape when I was watching him on his film last year, you saw the upward mobility. You saw the vertical displacement. Like, his burst off the line of scrimmage as a 15-year-old, 200-whatever pound, like 6'6", kid, like a puppy, you were like, oh, wait, hey now, like there's something there. And it was a matter of like, can he translate that laterally? Can he stay balanced and under control? And so far at this point as a junior, man, he looks like he's taken some good steps athletically and physically and in terms of balance and body control and all that good stuff. And his tape at tackle, man, I think that's something that coaches will look at and say, hey, we might be able to teach this kid some things in terms of technical side of this thing. And this is going to, I think I'm going to call my shot here on this one, Zach. Like this is going to be one that a lot of coaches, I think, look at the rawness. And like you mentioned, the small school deal, the size, the movement skills, like this is exactly how it plays out. This is exactly what O-line coaches like salivate over. Mm-hmm. Like they want guys like this that they can get their hands on and say like, I will make you great. Like, I will develop you. I promise. Just trust me. And I think this is going to be one that gets a ton of camp invites this summer.
Help me help you.
Yes, like 100%. Yeah. Like we can do this together. I promise.
Speaking of becoming great, final thing on the docket here, Caleb Cunningham, 5-star Alabama commit, in town, Oxford this weekend. Second game day visit this season. I believe it's the fourth trip he's made this year to Oxford. I talked to him in the summer, Cody, and he was an open book, man. He was like, I'm going to take my visits. I'm going to go check out everybody. It seems to be he went to Mississippi State a weekend ago. I don't think Mississippi State's in it. I have it on pretty good authority from someone who would know, not seriously considering it. Now, things can change with NIL. But he's committed to Alabama until he's not, right? Still showing up to Ole Miss. You mentioned this is a game where Lane Kiffin and the offense has to get right. With Caleb Cunningham in the building, I would think that Lane Kiffin's going to want to put that best foot forward here. But not looking at the recruitment. Let's look at him as the player. We've seen what Ryan Williams has done at Alabama. Did you know he's 17 years old?
I've word on the street is that he's 17. I need to look into it, but that is the word on the street.
Trust but verify. But yes. true freshman. He's made an impact and then some. It's crazy to think like where would this Alabama team be without Ryan Williams? But in terms of Caleb Cunningham, whether it's Alabama, whether it's Ole Miss, wherever, is he a guy that you think, not necessarily the level that Ryan Williams is at, but do you think he is an instant impact true freshman to play in the SEC or in the Power Four?
That's a good question. I will say I think Caleb Cunningham specifically is not someone that off the top I would say fits that mold of like ready to go right now, in my opinion, right? Like I think he still has some rawness from a route running perspective and ability to separate in the intermediate and underneath levels of the game. I think as a route runner and a guy and as a separator, I just don't think that's his strong suit. I think the strongest parts of his game are his ability to attack the football and make contested catches. I think if you scheme up Caleb Cunningham and get him in positions to, you know, go up in one-on-ones and get him situated to find the soft spot in zones, I think that's more of Caleb Cunningham's game early on in particular, because I think it allows him to show off his strengths and like those dominant skill sets of saying like, hey bro, it's one-on-one out there. Just go up and catch a fade ball. Or, hey man, the soft zone, it's cover two. Just go run a fade and find that soft spot. And we're going to throw it up to you and you pluck it and you're going to take a shot. Like, I think that's his game that translates early. He'll develop over time, in my opinion, as a route runner because he has the athletic ability and he has the fluidity in order to do so. But that's just nuance. That's repping it out. That's reps that you have to get over time and understand how to set guys up and all that kind of good stuff. And that takes coaching. So, yes, I think there's a world where he has a role early on in his career at the next level. But I don't know if I would say this is a guy that's going to walk in and have a Jeremiah Smith, Cam Coleman, Ryan Williams level of impact early on, but there is a world in which he does do something, I would say early. It's just, I just don't think it's going to be to the point of what these freshmen are doing right now, because what these cats are doing right now is like genuinely not normal. Like, I mean, you want to talk about a freshman class of receivers, like this one is genuinely unheard of at this point. Like, I don't think it's ever been done like this before.
Yeah. He's certainly one that I think he's a five-star for a reason, right? I mean, it's pretty tried and true at this point. You and Charles do a fantastic job. The other services have guys that have done it for a long time. Sure, they're a five-star bus, and I'm not saying Caleb Cunningham's a bus, but I think he is absolutely a guy with the body of work, the frame, the skill set that you absolutely I don't want to say take a chance on, because I mean, he's a five-star. Mm-hmm. You're going to get
sure.
him. If you can get him, you take him. But yeah, I mean, throw him out there early. I mean, he's, and we've talked about this before with these Mississippi skill guys, where mm-hmm. Like there's a Pete Golding quote out there, and I could probably find it, but him talking about the Mississippi guys, where it's like, hey, like they got it out the mud. Like they worked their ass off to get mm-hmm. to be seen, to get their name out there. And that's not saying guys from other states don't, but yeah. You know, Mississippi, like there's some spots in the state that people don't even know about. Like there are towns that I don't know about still that I'm learning. But
It's similar to Louisiana, man. It's the same kind of deal. Sure. Like there's a lot of kids that come out of there and, you know, they just don't know what they don't know. And that's okay, because mm-hmm. the ones that do pop over there, and you know, there's reasons that they pop. And Caleb's the same kind of way, because, you know, there's flashes where you say, oh, there he is. There's the guy I remember seeing make plays, what felt like highlight after highlight last year and even as a sophomore. So for Caleb, I think it's about finishing the season strong and continuing to remind us just how dominant of a player he can be, and showing off those tools and traits that we know are just so special, like his ability after the catch and all those good things. But we know the physical and athletic ability is there. It's just about being consistent and seeing the guy step between the lines every single week and developing over time. Is that going to happen in college early, like year one? I don't know. Is it going to happen in year three? I don't know. Either way, the physical and athletic ability is there. It's just about, when does it come out at the college level? So I think at Ole Miss, you take it if it's year one, you take it if it's year three. But I think eventually it's going to show up, and that's what you have to bet on.
Yeah, I think I found it. So Pete Golding was asking about recruiting the state of Mississippi and how to evaluate. And he said, quote, absolutely, they love football. They're tough. I think they're competitive. They've got a little chip on their shoulder. So, yeah, that's true for a lot of states. But
yeah.
Yeah, Mississippi.
But he's not wrong. He's not wrong. And I think that's a testament to Pete Golding as well, because there's a lot of coaches that don't want the smoke with kids like that. They view them as too raw. Sure. They view them as projects. They view them as guys that are unfinished and too like, I got to invest way too much time in guys like that. Like, kudos to him, because those are the great coaches. The ones that do invest in those guys tend to hit more often than not, because they're willing to put in the time and the effort to help make those guys reach their potential. And there's a lot of those guys, man. They're hidden in the weeds. They're out there. I promise, there's good everywhere. I tell it to everybody. There's good everywhere. You just got to go find it. And I think a lot of people do not care to go find it.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's overplayed at this point, but you know, you got to go find that dude that's got that dog in him.
We're here to go find gems, baby. We're here for gems.
Well, that's Cody Belair on three. We appreciate it, bud. We'll do another pulse check here in a couple months when we do another rankings update and kind of see where these guys are after the season is done and they get ready for that senior year. But yeah, go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you and where they can find all your work.
Yeah, you know, it's at Cody Belair on Twitter. That's pretty much like the only thing I'm active on. Other than that, you know, find me on the forums, find me in some articles talking about updates, talking about outliers and risers and all that good stuff. But yeah, man, thanks as always, Zach. It's always a treat talking to you on a fine, what's today? Thursday morning. Oof. When the rankings come out, it's just, I lose my days completely. They're out the window at this point, but I appreciate you having me on, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Always a pleasure. Appreciate College Corner for making it possible. Drew Moak, USA Benefits Group, Roback, Homefield, all the sponsors that bring this show to you. Appreciate you, the listener, as well. You can get this, like I said, wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on YouTube as well, trying to build that channel. So we appreciate everyone. Appreciate Cody. Until next time, we out of here.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.